Served Cold, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. He tried to run the first time. They'd laughed as the whip made of dark energy snapped, coiling around his ankle and pulling him down. He'd still tried to crawl away, and the whip had bit into his back, through his clothes, and he'd screamed with pain. It had hit him over and over until he was laying on the ground, shaking and crying, because he couldn't even scream anymore. They'd just left him there, to crawl up from the ground on his own, to take care of his wounds alone, to live or die on his own. Even a week later, when someone clapped him on his back and he couldn't bite back the yelp of pain in time, everyone had just laughed again. Now, he just takes off his robes. Clothes are hard to come by, and bends over and waits for the whip to hit. It rips open old scars on his back, and he wants to scream. Instead, he bites down on his lip hard enough to bleed and stays quiet. His body jerks every time the whip bites into his back. The laughter is quieter now, scattered and subdued. But they still laugh as the whip leaves bloody welts all over his back. Humiliation burns hot in his belly, and somehow that makes the pain easier to endure. He's still shaking when it's over. He picks himself up, shaking and weak. There's nobody to help him this time either. The first one Yetsun consumes after their leader comes as no surprise to anyone. No one dares to say anything about it either. They stay kneeling as Yetsun devours him, the energy, the new power settling into him. Someone laughs, and Yetsun flicks his fingers. The whip made of dark energy cracks, and the laughter turns into a scream as the whip bites into the man's skin, into his face and throat. Yetsun does it again and again, the sound of the whip sending shivers down his spine. Yetsun laughs and laughs and laughs. He's not too careful about where he hits, and one of the coils of energy rips open the man's throat. There's a gurgle of blood, and the man falls over. No one moves. Yetsun stills his hand and tilts his head. And he watches the man try to stem the blood with his hands. Blood wells from between his fingers as he lies on the ground. No one moves. There's only quiet. Didi. His gurgle's voice trembles, but Yetsun refuses to say anything. They've talked this over enough already. Yetsun bends over, leaning his arms against the bed as he kneels on the floor, his bare back exposed. The whip cracks, and Yetsun bites his lip as the first lash hits his back. There's another lash, and another, and the burning pain in his back is so familiar. Yetsun can taste the blood in his mouth. His hands are fisted into the bedsheets. The whip cracks again. Yetsun jerks against the bed as the whip bites into his skin. He can feel the warm blood running down his back by now. A hand pets his closed fist, coaxing it open before lacing their fingers together and squeezing. Yetsun opens his eyes, looking at Zhao Yunlan as the whip lands against his back again. He squeezes Zhao Yunlan's hand and bites down harder on his lip. "It's okay," Zhao Yunlan whispers, his eyes wet with tears. "Just let go," he says, his fingers trailing over Yetsun's cheek. The whip cracks, another streak of burning pain against his back. Yetsun screams. He screams as the whip hits him again and again. He's shaking and sobbing, and Zhao Yunlan is whispering encouragement to him. Then there's silence, and Gerger is helping him up. He thinks Gerger's hands are shaking, Here, Jiaoyunlan says, pulling Yetsun closer to himself. Yetsun stumbles slightly, his legs shaking. Then he's pressed against Jiaoyunlan, and he lets his head fall against Jiaoyunlan's shoulder, tears still flowing from his eyes. Gurgur's hands against his back hurt at first, but then they only feel cool and soothing. He feels the flesh knit back together. Sobs rip out of his chest and he shakes against Jiaoyunlan as the pain fades. "We're here," Jiaoyunlan mumbles against his hair. "You're so brave, are you?" Jiaoyunlan strokes his hair, and Gurgur wraps his arms around both of them. "I love you, Didi," he whispers, pressed against Yetsun's back. The end.